We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, from Learfield.
Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Dave Hunziker, John Holcomb with me for this week's edition from downtown Minneapolis. The Westin Hotel, to be exact, in this upper Midwest city with snow on the ground, and it looks and feels like Christmas. And these poor people won't see a golf course for 4 months. It's fun until you think about that.
Of course.
And not so much.
Or a
tennis court.
Well, listen, you can play tennis indoors.
Well, that's true. That tells you how much I play. I don't even know you can play indoors.
Well, listen, there's a lot of covered walkways above the street,
true.
Too.
Yeah, good point.
We drove through here just recently, and you said it reminded you a little bit of downtown of New York.
It kind of does.
It does, but it does, except there's those covered walkways over the top,
yep.
And then I haven't seen Times Square yet. But, okay, aside from that, yes.
But it's kind of it's a cool place. I've not been here in forever. So this is obviously being recorded before the Cowboy basketball game against Minnesota. And we're going to talk some Cowboy basketball, too. You know, and football's been about the most bizarre season I can remember. Well, it is. I mean, let's just say it. It has been the most bizarre season. I wish I could offer an explanation that would sum it all up and explain it in great detail. I don't think I have it. I don't know if anybody has it.
I don't think so. And I got that same question on the radio this morning, Dave. Is this the most odd season you can remember being a part of? By far it is.
In any sport for me.
And here's one thing that, and I'll hold to this. There's no way to know because the touchdown was taken off the board. But if that touchdown pass from Taylor Cornelius to Tyron Johnson, which was a bullet and it was right on the money, if it's not taken off the board, I get this feeling the Cowboys might have won by double digits.
Yeah, you might be right.
And that speaks to the nature of this team. Just little things can flip it one way or the other. And what that speaks to is a number of things, and I think one of them is something that we've talked with Mike Gundy about a lot down the stretch, and that is trying to find vocal on-the-field leaders who back it up. And it's not to say that when you say that, you're not saying they got a bunch of bad guys. That's not what you're saying. It's just you're trying to find those types of leaders who will demand accountability from their teammates. And it doesn't mean they're bad guys if they don't do that. It's just it doesn't necessarily even have to be the in your face, although I think there was some of that missing, in your face, shaking guys into accountability, for lack of a better term.
One of the things that Coach Gundy shared, and I don't know how much he talked about this with the, you know, with the media at large, but we have talked about this, is that this team, in terms of guys knowing each other, they really don't know each other that well. They haven't been together that much. You've had a lot of transfers come in. You had, you know, players obviously in new roles, but you've got a lot of transfers on this team. When you stop and think about how many high school recruited seniors are on this team, or even starters is a better way of saying it, it's about half. It's not very many. Now, that's not an excuse, because let's be honest, that goes back to some recruiting missteps that have occurred 4 and 5 years ago. That's why you were in the position of having to bring a lot of transfers in. You had multiple offensive line coaches over a 3 or 4 year period, so you have guys like Larry Williams who transferred in. You have guys like Shane Richards who transferred in as a junior college transfer. And so that's, there's some of that that's gone on. And it's not just in the offensive line. It's been at other positions as well. So it's, that's a unique dynamic that is part of the team. Tyron Johnson transferred in. There's another one. So, you know, maybe that, and there's a lot that's new. We've covered that ad nauseum, but now we'll see what the bowl situation is. It sounds like probably Memphis or Houston. It's what it sounds like. You really can't believe anything you hear. I mean, we thought we were playing Notre Dame last year in Orlando, and that changed
right.
in a hurry.
That's right.
No offense to Virginia Tech, but that was a bummer. I was really fired up about playing Notre Dame. It took me about a day to get over that. It's
yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I hate to say this, I knew we were going to beat Virginia Tech.
Well,
like, we lose to those guys, we're going to be really bad because they just weren't very good offensively.
Right.
They had a good defense, but they wouldn't be able to score enough points.
Right, exactly.
And no offense to them at all. But.
And it was until you had that moment where you really control of the game and you could enjoy the rest of the game, then you didn't think about Notre Dame
at that point. Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, you're right. And so if you go to the Liberty Bowl.
Also known as a freezing rain bowl.
Yeah, you bring your parka and make sure it's got a hood on it, and just be careful around the stadium. That's all I'm going to say about
gotcha.
That.
Okay, that's good to know.
But there's great barbecue and blues downtown.
Sure.
And
the Grizzlies may be in if you're an NBA
fan. They might be there, and the FedEx Forum is right there downtown off of Beale Street.
Yeah.
So
it's a great venue.
Yeah, it's a great venue. So you've got that. If it's Houston, you're in a recruiting hotbed.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Okay, so you get to perhaps make an impression in front of some potential recruits and that sort of thing, and you'd get into a decent matchup more than likely too. But we're sitting here Thursday night as we record this, and we won't know for a couple more days exactly.
It'll be dictated, I think, completely by how many Big 12 teams end up in the Elite Bowls, the New Year's Six, the playoff. You know, if you get two of the Big 12 into that, then it would seem to lean toward Houston, in my opinion. I think there's a decent chance of that. If that's not the case, Memphis is probably the most likely scenario, but then some other things come into play, and there's all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to repeat what's said, as you don't even know if any of it's accurate. That you hear from different people that are usually credible sources, but I've learned over the years when it comes to bowl stuff, it's basically best to ignore all of it and let it play out, because most of it either changes or it's people just saying what people want to hear. I mean, let's just be honest. That's how the game is played. It's a lot of PR, and that's okay. We'll find out it. You know, soon enough.
Sure. And, I mean, right now, if we were to repeat some of that, it would sound like, potentially, Jeff Brohm is going to be the next head coach at Louisville.
Yes, at least it would.
So, there you go.
There you go. That's right. And it's been an interesting week in the league with the coaching change at Texas Tech, obviously. And that is, you know, maybe on its way as we sit here on Thursday night to being settled. We'll wait and see. In the meantime, somebody said this to me today. If someone would have said before the basketball team went to Orlando, I'll make you a deal. You go 2-1 in Orlando, and you beat Memphis and LSU. You can take that and stay home, or you can come down and try to get more. I'd take the two right now.
Mm-hmm.
As LSU's top 20 team, number 3 recruiting class in the country. You know, the big kid, is it Naz Reid? Am I remembering that guy
yes,
right?
Yes.
He's like projected to be the number 3 pick in the draft. The point guard's supposed to be a high second-round pick, and the game wasn't even close. So that's a pretty darn good trip. You wish you had the Charlotte game back, but
sure.
Shoot, you were down 2 guys. I mean, you almost, I hate to say that, you've almost kind of just put that in the trash can, really, because it's not, it was an experience that they can call upon, but you were down two pretty key guys. So I don't know. I don't even think much about that. Maybe I should, but I don't.
Yeah, and I mean the reason that you can't forget it, not just because it's a loss, but because even being two guys down, you had a huge lead.
24 okay. points, yeah.
So, but, I mean, in terms of calling on it, yes. I mean, there's a lot of coaches that wish here's the magic formula, if you could come up with it, would be have that lesson and that feeling for your players of losing a game from 24 down but not actually having it in the loss column.
Yes.
And you can't do that.
No.
But in terms of Orlando – tremendous weekend. You played really well against Memphis. You integrated Mike Cunningham into the lineup. You found out that Yorané has started to figure a few things out. We'll see how that continues to develop. But my goodness, he was a nice find in terms of the blocking
sure
shots
looks like it. Yeah.
and his willingness to go score on a couple of occasions and being able to. It's not like he wanted to put the ball on the floor from the corner of the free throw line every time he gets it, but he showed he could do it, and he's got nice touch around the rim.
Yes, he does.
So you have all that, and then you learn from Villanova some very valuable things, and you didn't. Villanova controlled the game, okay? But they came out and hit a bunch of threes in the first half, and you were playing uphill the whole way.
Yeah, and that's what they do. So, I mean, it's like
sure.
Michigan a couple years ago in the NCAAs. Well, I can't believe they hit all those threes. No, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
Almost every night.
Even though Eric Paschal had made 4-23, was it, from three beforehand, you knew he was going to come out of that.
He's a better shooter than
that. Yeah, so 6 of 7 first half. And so, but you got to see firsthand how a national championship program goes about what they do in a game situation. And you didn't it was a 19-point loss, but it wasn't like men versus boys out there.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying you're on the same level as Villanova right now. I'm not saying that. But in terms of completely outclassed and outmanned, no. It was just Villanova playing a really good game and you trying to figure some things out along the way. Then the LSU thing. Credit to OSU. Whether LSU was all that motivated,
that's irrelevant.
That's irrelevant. You did what you were supposed to do, and Isaac Likely played a terrific game.
Yeah, and of course, Villanova, after a bumpy start, turned around and beat Florida State in the championship game, a really good Florida State team. So it looks like Villanova's getting right. They were very impressive to watch, to say the least, with Villanova. You know, we've been thinking about this team, and we'll see what happens in conference play, because conference play has a way of revealing any and all warts that you may have. And one of the things that obviously you are concerned about with this team is its youth. So we'll just wait and see what happens in conference play. I still think they can have a good conference season, but you get into league play, you just never know. Because again, they know all your warts. They know how young you are. They're going to try to exploit it. It's just different. But, you know, I like to think that's going to work out okay. So why is this team sort of having a little more success than people might have thought? Because I think there are people that thought that Charleston could come to Gallagher and beat them. I think there are people that thought they might lose to Memphis. There's certainly people out there, very few, that would have picked them to beat LSU. So to sit here where they are. Now, the Charlotte game, they should have won. We've talked about that already. So I think of two things. So what has allowed this team to maybe have some success? The construction of the roster is really, number one, being able to integrate the transfers. But you look at how he's built the roster, Mike Boynton. None of the players are alike.
Hmm.
That's very rare. I mean, think about it. The point guards, Mike Cunningham's a shooter. Isaac Likely is a defender, passer, rebounder, really long. Think about the off guards. DeZagua's a spot-up shooter. Weathers is a driver. You go to the three, you've got Lindy Waters. Now, he's kind of a catch-all guy. Then you go to the four, you've got Cam McGriff, who's a stretch forward. Duncan DeMuth is more of an around-the-basket, you know, hard-working, you know, lunch pail guy. Not that Cam is not, but Duncan makes his plays getting on the floor and hustling. Then think about even the centers. Yorané's a shot blocker, really long. Contrivious Jones, thick, kind of, you know, kind of your prototypical thick postman, and he's lost weight. So everybody's different, and that's a really good thing because you can kind of plug your guys as you wish for whatever situation you may encounter. And then hand-in-hand with that, their length. You know, we're seeing now Cunningham's a little smaller, Weather's a little bit smaller, but my goodness, they can put a lineup out there with a lot of length. And the way they want to play, you know, pressuring the passing lanes, playing up the line defensively and really getting after people, that's what you got to have. And they've got it. So I think those are two big things. But it just struck me maybe even today, it's like, you know what? All these guys are different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's rare, and it's a good thing, I think.
Then, Dave, you're going to get, unless something crazy happens, you're going to get Curtis Jones.
Yeah.
Available as another, maybe more, without having seen him in game action, it's hard to say, but you could say maybe more in the mold of a DeZagua, but perhaps with a little more athleticism, a little more bounce.
I think so. You know? Definitely.
And you can't predict because each of them mature in the game at their own pace. But my goodness, if the light comes on for Maurice Kalou,
I know,
he gives you another something that nobody else on this team has, really, because he's got some offensive skill that there's a smoothness to him where it looks like he can get guys off balance. He just hasn't found his shot yet. Everything's still going too fast for him, it looks
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. It's just a maturation process for him.
So, but, you know, are we saying all of this is going to propel them into the top three in the league at the end? There's no way to know. It's just there are intriguing pieces about this team.
Yes.
That if some Big 12 team that's going to scout you really well is saying, I'm going to take this away, they're not going to be able to game plan for everything. They're just going to try to take away what they believe is your strongest point.
And youth has a way of revealing itself.
Sure.
It just does. Sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time it does. I mean, we were talking today, you know, some of the young players didn't even think about the fact they had to pack for this trip last night. It's like, oh, I got to pack? Oh, shoot, really? Yeah, we leave tomorrow. We practice and then we leave. Oh, okay, I better pack. You know, it's a small thing, but it's just that kind of stuff. And it's nobody's fault. I mean, that's just because you don't know. And the older players will tell them. I mean, the older players are the ones that told them. It's like, hey, you got to pack. It's like, oh, okay, I'll pack. You know, but the wear and tear, the travel, mm-hmm. you know, those things. You know, those things will sneak up on this team maybe from time to time. Maybe it won't. But those are the things that are a little bit to be expected when you got nine new guys. But there's some intriguing pieces. And the conference will be interesting. You're already seeing that. I mean, obviously, Kansas is elite. Iowa State, I think, is probably a lot better than people think. I've talked to a staff member of a team that's played against them and said, oh, my gosh, they're really good. And they're down still three of their best guys and still playing well. They played really well in Maui. You know, so we'll see. And in K-State, obviously.
And a lot of experience back there.
A lot of experience back there. And Texas Tech has played well. So
and
here
Tech,
we go.
I mean, if you want to, I mean, it's dangerous to play the comparative scores game and everything. But Tech and Memphis play each other this weekend in Miami.
Yeah.
And we'll see what that looks like, too. I will say this, some takeaways from Orlando. One of them that I shared with another friend of mine a couple of days ago. I don't know of another head coach on the Division I level, and I don't know all of them, so I could be missing someone, who wears the big can headphones like a player does warming up. But Penny Hardaway does.
That's true. He does.
Now, he was polite enough, Dave, when he see you in the hallway or the corridor coming out of the locker room, he would pull one of the cans to the side so his ear was open so he could talk to you briefly, but he's got them. You know, once you're a player, it's hard to get that out of your blood, I guess.
You know, I kind of wear those kind of headsets when I'm flying.
But that's different. Okay.
I don't walk around a hotel with them.
No.
Can I wear them? I mean, if you're like balding, can you wear those headsets? Headphones? Is that loud?
Yes. I'm telling you, yes. There may be a whole lot of people.
Things that I shouldn't be doing. My kids are always on me. It's like, that's stupid. You can't do
but
that.
But it's your kids, too. I mean, you got to listen. You love them. You try to raise them right. And at some point, they think they know it all, right?
Oh, of course
they do. But
they
don't know it all. No one knows it all. So wear the headphones and wear them with pride.
If I'm flying, I'm wearing them because I'm listening to music. So that's that. That's more than you wanted to know. So I guess that's it. Anything else for the good of the order besides Penny Hardaway wearing headphones? You got anything
yeah,
else?
I got sidetracked a little bit.
That,
I'm interested.
No,
I'm really interested in this game as we're recording this tomorrow night
against Minnesota
in the Vikings US Bank Stadium in the Final Four venue. I think this is going to be pretty cool, and I'm curious to see how both teams, Minnesota and the Cowboys, how both teams shoot the ball, because sometimes domes have a way of just making it look ugly offensively. But an opportunity to play against a team that's not built anywhere near what the Cowboys, like they don't want it. I don't think they want to do the same things that the Cowboys want to do at all.
No, this is rough and tumble and different style, pack line defense. And they don't see the way Oklahoma State plays defense. The only team that does it's Brad Underwood's Illinois team. No one else plays defense. So this makes for a very compelling matchup, very different styles, very different types of players. Really interesting game. In fact, there's three interesting games, four coming up, starting with this one. And then at Tulsa is always a compelling game, home for a pretty darn good Houston team that'll be tough and will guard.
Kelvin Sampson.
Challenge you in a different way. Mm-hmm. And then the game against Nebraska in Sioux Falls. I mean, these, you know, this run of seven games here, oh, man, it's high level. Eight games going back to Charleston, really.
If you had plotted out this season and did the gut reaction win-loss through the first six, what would you have come up with?
4-2.
And where are you?
4-2.
Yeah.
And I would have felt like 4-2 was a good record.
Mm-hmm.
Because worst-case scenario, I mean, that by no means is a worst-case scenario.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
Easily could be 5-1.
Thing is, I mean, you get through these next four, and let's say you win three of them, you're in a pretty good place.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse, but you could be in a, you know, if you get through the non-con, if you by chance, I don't want to go too far down, but if you were to get through the non-con 9-3, I'll be honest, I would have never thought that was possible. I just thought the schedule was too hard.
Well, let's just, you know, let's see about the youth. And, you know, the good thing that Coach Boynton does with these guys is, in terms of the foundation, he keeps it very simple. He tells them all the time, I want us to be the hardest playing team on the court. If you are that, that takes care of a lot of other things, including some of your youth.
Sure it does.
You're still going to make mistakes, but if you do that, then that covers up and takes care of a lot of stuff.
We've already seen that. So our goal is to be the hardest playing broadcast team in the country. I don't know if I've got the legs for it, but we're going to try.
With your headphones on.
With my headphones on. Yeah, if we're going to work with these guys, we better not ratchet our game up or we'll be running stairs at Gallagher. So, on that note, we're done. We'll talk to you during the course of the week with basketball, and then we'll find out where the bowl venue will be, and we'll break all that down in our next show. Thanks.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.